Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Vigathon 2025, and of course I'm sitting up with Luco. I told you that we will be talking to the CEO of Radio Pulpit, Karel Verhoef. He's in the house. Karel, hey.
Ray, what a privilege to be with you again. Us two veterans here in the same studio.
Veterans.
Yes, of course.
Can I say seniors? Senior citizens?
Not yet.
Not there yet.
Look at us.
And then also the young ones, the new ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you well, Karel?
I'm very well, thank you.
You look healthy, man.
Yes.
What do you eat?
Oh, well, you know, I just try to keep fit and not gain some extra weight. And that's about it.
I was motivated by you. Look, man, I don't even have a belly, you know.
Walking and I'm gymming and so on.
That's
know?
Nice. No, that's nice. That's nice. Now, Karel, you are the CEO, man, and you are taking Radio Pulpit into new heights.
Mm.
And this is one of the milestones, you know, in the wave and also, you know, in the uncertainties, you continue to be optimistic.
Mm.
Would you start by explaining what the Vigathon is and why it's such an important event for Radio Pulpit?
This is about the 15th year, right, that we have a Vigathon.
Yeah.
We didn't always have that with our association with UCB International.
Mm.
We sort of learned from other stations, UCB England and UCB Australia, how they did this. So we started it, and it's one of our most successful income-generating projects at Radio Pulpit.
Yes.
We have it twice a year, in May and in November, always in those 2 months.
Yeah.
And then we ask our listeners to invest into our vision.
Mm.
So the word vision is compiled from the word vision and radiothon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you mix the two and then you get the visiothon.
Yes.
We ask, please, invest in our vision. Now, our vision here at Radio Pulpit, you know very well, it is to inspire people to have a meaningful relationship with Christ.
Yeah.
That's our vision. That's the primary reason that we exist.
Mm.
So it's not our ministry. It's not the listener's ministry, it's God's ministry.
Absolutely.
We're just co-workers in His kingdom.
Mm.
So
so
that is why with confidence and with authority, we can ask, please invest in this ministry that belongs to God.
Absolutely.
We are only the stewards of the money.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, Rev, tell me, you know, this year's vision, or rather Vigathon theme, carry is help us bring the gospel home. So what inspired this theme and how does it align with Radio Pulpit's mission?
Yes, as I said, our vision is to inspire people to have a meaningful relationship with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Now, if you think of home, there's a saying that your home is where your heart is.
True.
Absolutely.
So if we say bring the gospel home, we want to bring the gospel firstly into your heart.
Yeah.
You are listening. Firstly, in your heart. That is what we mean. We want the gospel to find a home in your heart. We want you to be inspired to have a meaningful relationship with Christ. That's the first thing we mean. And then the second thing is, wherever you stay or wherever you go, that is where we want to bring the gospel to you.
Yeah.
Or wherever you listen or whatever you use to listen to Radio Pulpit or to consume any other media, that is where we want to bring the gospel to you. And then when we say we want to speak to your heart, because here at Radio Pulpit, in fact, we're all just open heart surgeons. We replace hearts, don't we?
I agree, definitely.
When this station is finished with you, God has transplanted your heart into a new one, isn't that so? We are those people standing amongst the operating table, and when the doctor said scalpel, we give the scalpel. That's what we do. But God is doing open heart surgery through this radio station, you know. And people know God the best in the home language.
Sure,
yes.
True.
Surely, home language is changing, definitely.
Mm.
But you know God mostly in the language of your heart.
True.
So that is what Radio Pulpit has been doing for almost 45 years now that we are in existence. And we spread the gospel in the 11 primary languages in South Africa.
Mm.
That is what we do. We want to speak into your heart. But we also know that we've got worldwide listeners. Mm. The other day, Johan Els did a test on air by saying, tell us from where you're listening. You know, in that following 15 minutes and half an hour, we received from almost, I think, 12 different countries.
Wow. Yeah.
We received people telling where they are, and it's really just a question.
Wow. It's amazing.
So, when we say bring the gospel home, yeah, you mean?
Yeah.
When we bring the gospel home, even if you live in New Zealand, even if you live in Nigeria.
In Mokopane.
In Mokopane. or just around the corner.
Yes.
We want to bring the gospel into your heart.
Absolutely.
Into your home, wherever you are.
Interesting, absolutely. Pastor Ray, that Reverend Carl speaks of how we receive the gospel in our language as well. Weirdest thing ever, no matter how much English I speak, when I pray, I think I'll always have Xhosa lines somewhere. Somewhere. Yeah. It's very relatable. I don't know what it is, Rev, but they always find a joke with my language. So that's why he's having that line.
Yeah.
It's because I can't speak it.
Exactly.
Karel, the broadcasting landscape as well as our country is facing significant challenges. How are these impacting Radio Pulpit and what steps are being taken to overcome them?
I think our country, as most other countries in the world, are currently experiencing severe political and economical turmoil and turbulence. Huh?
Yeah,
I must say it's been a crazy year up to now. I think it's more crazy than the COVID year.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's so much
What a comparison.
Drama. Yeah, no, it's true.
And people are getting hopeless all over the world. Mm. You know, the wars are not ending.
Yeah.
The one country is bullying the other country, and then they bully back. Mm. It's a whole economical trade war out there, while you and I, us, who are the shall we say, middle-income earners, we just sit and look like spectators. How the big ones are punching up each other and shooting at each other. So that's unfortunately the world that we live in.
Mm.
I just want to remind you that the Bible was written in turbulent times.
Absolutely.
It wasn't written for your sofa couching relaxation or when you're there on Zanzibar Island having a holiday, you've got something nice to read. It was hope and inspiration amongst
painful times.
Painful and deadly times. I mean, the Roman Empire was in control and they killed the Jews one by one. And the Christians. I mean, so if you read in the Bible, hope and comfort, I mean, that is what we are bringing. And our turbulent times is not as bad as this.
Yeah.
Now, Ray, you were asking what is changing in the broadcasting field.
Oh, yes. How are these impacting Radio Pulpit?
Well, there's a shortage of FM frequencies in South Africa. South Africa is flooded with FM radio stations, so we are really struggling to get the FM solution for Radio Pulpit.
Mm.
But we are making progress. We believe that we will be on FM as well shortly.
Yeah.
Because medium wave, or AM that we're currently broadcasting on, is a dying technology. It's aging. It becomes unaffordable. So we give it 5, maximum 10 years. Then we will not be able to broadcast on medium wave anymore. So we are looking at the satellites. We're looking at all the other platforms. Wherever there's a platform available, we will be, including FM options that we are exploring. And I heard there's some rumors about satellites coming or not. Open up some
from this side and this side.
Some affordable data.
Yeah.
But I believe it's inevitable. Whoever supplies the satellites with affordable internet access, it'll come.
Yeah,
it will.
And it'll come. Whether in 3 or 5 years, I think in 3 or 5 years. So what we do is we want to reach people worldwide on online channels.
Yeah.
We know that in 3 to 5 years, at the latest 10 years, there will not be FM and medium wave frequencies anymore. People listen to radio online.
Online, yes.
True.
Or they will download podcast or whatever, but we believe we have to be in the future. Now, a quick story. How much time do I think I've got a minute or two. You know, we as management, when we think about the theme for a Visiton, we pray about it. Yes. And we wait to hear the Lord, hear what the Lord says, and find His heart for us.
Mm.
We believe that we are already in the future. We are looking back.
Yeah.
Now, I was at a funeral on Monday where someone compared Johan Pienaar, and he was on our board at Radio Pulpit. He passed away.
Yes, yes.
Now, you get two kinds of people. The one stands on the beach and he watches the horizon and he sees a boat disappearing after the horizon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The other one looks at the horizon and he sees that same boat arriving over there.
Approaching.
Yeah.
So this Johan Pienaar was a guy who sees boats arriving over the horizon with new opportunity.
Wow. Mm.
Now we believe we are on that beach where we see the boat of digital radio arriving. Online radio. It's arriving. It's coming over the horizon.
Yes.
We want to be first. Right. Do you know? Luko, do you know any other community radio station with 5 digital online radio stations?
Actually not.
No.
Nope. Now that you mention it.
Nope. We will be there by the end of the year. We're going to launch another online station in November.
Mm.
Next week, we're launching an Afrikaans online radio station. Hartklank, it means the sound of your heart.
Yes.
Oh.
And then Pulpit Jikalele, which you very well know, means everywhere.
Everywhere, yes.
Yep.
So, we believe we are already in the future. We see the boat coming.
Yes.
And we want to be ready for that day. And,
wow.
That's where we are and the steps we are taking, right, to face the changing broadcasting landscape.
That's brilliant.
You talk about
that's
being brilliant. Steps ahead.
Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, Rev Carl, tell me, Radio Pulpit has always been a source of hope and encouragement. So, how do you see the station playing a role in helping our listeners navigate their own challenges during these times?
Yeah.
That is why we years ago chose for the slogan "Your Daily Companion."
Yeah,
Your Daily Companion. You know, other radio stations were use slogans like "Words to keep you out of hell" or something like that. You know, "Repent and rejoice." You know.
Yeah.
We said no. We are that friend of yours, that Christian friend that will not judge you, that will walk with you every day. Of the
give
week.
You companionship.
Yes, we know you're troubled. We know you're not perfect, but we're going to walk with you. Firstly, because we know that people need hope and comfort and inspiration during these times. So, firstly, we want to be your daily companion every day of the week, and then we will be there in your good times, your bad times, your easy times, your difficult times. We've been there for 45 years now, almost 45 years.
Yes.
As I said, the Bible wasn't written for people on holiday.
Yeah.
It's written for people who are struggling to stay alive and to proclaim the Word of God and to testify that Jesus is the Son of God.
Absolutely.
So that is what we are doing. When we say we are spreading the gospel, that is what we are spreading. During turbulent times, we give hope and encouragement. And that is what Radio Pulpit will do for our listeners every day through the difficult times.
Now, reaching more people with the gospel is at the heart of Radio Pulpit's mission, even as you said. How can listeners actively support this mission, especially with the launch of the 2 online stations, Radio Council Hartklank and Radio Pulpit Jikalele?
We at Radio Pulpit follow an and approach. We do not choose for one road for the future. We choose FM and we choose satellites and we choose social media and we choose online radio. Whatever we can afford and wherever our listeners use media, we have an and approach. And that is why Jikalele, that means everywhere, and Hartklank will be the stations that will take us into the future.
Mm.
Now, we know that online is growing very rapidly and is exponentially, that word. And we know that our global audience will grow a lot. Wherever our South African people live, they will listen. So, what can our listeners do? Firstly, by telling everyone they know that they can now listen to Radio Pulpit on two online stations
well.
Yes.
Go, absolutely. Populate those two stations that we can migrate and say goodbye to old technology shortly. That's the first thing. Secondly, please invest financially in the station.
Yes.
It's God's station.
Yes.
We need to acquire very expensive equipment to launch these two radio stations and the other one.
Especially those OB vans.
Mm.
Then, of course, right, glad you're saying that. OB vans, we want to be visible in your community.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, people won't know about us. And we need vehicles to do that.
Yes.
We don't have enough vehicles to go to our listeners and to be visible at the moment.
Yeah.
And ask you, please donate for us that we can acquire vehicles. And then lastly, help us to market these stations worldwide.
Yeah.
Especially firstly in South Africa.
Yes.
I mean, that's our primary priority, our own South African audience, but also worldwide. And that's why we ask you, please donate in this Visiathon. Donate so that we can bring the gospel home and everywhere. I'm pretty sure you're going to tell them how to donate now, Nunko.
Of course. Definitely.
Absolutely. Carol, thank you so much. Thank you for sharing your vision. We look forward to hearing more during the Visiathon, seeing how our listeners will come alongside us in this exciting mission. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Lumko, very much for the afternoon and the conversation.
Aww. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We're no longer going to be moving around with big radios with us. And I think that's the point we're missing. We're always on our phones. Let's be realistic.
We're
always on the net.
I was running in the morning yesterday, around 4:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Then I meet these guys, you know, the contract workers.
Yes.
He has a phone that is playing a radio. And people that are running, they're playing the radio. So
exactly.
This migration is inevitable.
You know what? I often have to go to Cape Town for business there for Radio Pulpit.
Mm.
Now, the past two times that I went there this year, I have to rent a smallish car because I don't have a car there.
Mm.
And both these times, I couldn't find a radio in the car. You can't listen to medium wave or medium or FM.
You
have to plug a USB or you have to do Bluetooth or... You can't play a little radio without a cell phone.
Yeah. So they know that it's with you now. Yeah.
You know, I'm old school. I like my car radio. But I guess they told me, listen, the future is here.
Exactly.
Get over yourself.
And speaking of that, the future of sharing the gospel is here.
Absolutely.
Online listening is booming. And Radio Pulpit is ready to embrace it. With two brand new online stations, Radio Kansel Hartlank and Radio Pulpit Jikelele.
Mm-hmm.
But we need your help to make it a reality. Your support will help us. It will help us acquire cutting-edge equipment, visit your community with outside broadcast vehicles, share the gospel worldwide. So partner with us today to reach our target of 3 million rand.
Yep.
So SMS give, it's GIV and your amount to 37871. That's give to 37871. Or you can WhatsApp us at 082-657-2729. Pastor Ray, I work with repetitions because that way you can remember. So our WhatsApp is 082-657-2729. Together, we're touching lives everywhere. Radio Pulpit, bringing hope and faith to hearts around the world.
There you go. Start with the name Give, and of course, we are awaiting, and thank you so much, Claudia, in the woman NPO, Valerius, says, please repeat the details.
We'll definitely do that for you,
Right. Thank you so much, Karel. We appreciate.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right then. King Lucas, Shepherd, is the name of the song. I trust you will enjoy.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM. It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button. Or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.